Hi, I'm Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. You know, technology sure has changed life. When I was a child growing up in a small Otago town in the early 60s, television was something only a few had. Now, if we wanted to watch TV, we would go to the local appliance store and watch a single black and white TV in the store's window. Now, I remember the sound piped through a little speaker to the footpath, and it was difficult to hear. It sort of crackled a bit, and if a car went by, you just heard nothing. But it was great as other members of the community stood shoulder to shoulder, sometimes six deep, watching this new gadget. But Friday nights in town were late night shopping nights, and watching TV just wasn't a priority. Dressed up in our going out clothes, we would as a family be off downtown. Everybody, and I mean everybody, would be out, and it was a bit of a buzz. Sometimes on a Friday night, a group calling themselves the Open Air Campaigners would be there in their drop-sided caravan playing music and talking about God. Now, having been brought up in a Catholic home, the concept of God was not foreign to me, but a young man approached me and started to speak. I still recall his words to me. He told me that when Jesus returns to the earth, everyone in the world would see him. Now, I'd never heard a statement like that before, but to be fair, at my Catholic school, we never really spoke about anything so deep. And of course, we were discouraged from talking to people with other beliefs because they would possibly conflict with our Catholic indoctrination. But I left him thinking, he was some sort of nut job. Even at an early age, I knew the world was round, and if I see Jesus return, there are others on the other side of the world who couldn't. But it was a statement which obviously resonated with me because I never forgot it. Now, I admit, despite all my training and investigation into the Bible, I remained skeptical throughout the years. Sure, as television technology advanced, we could see things like an all-black game being played in the Northern Hemisphere, but it just didn't click. It took until 2011 and an event in New York that a penny dropped. I was part of a global audience watching the same pictures as everyone else in the world. My community seemed larger that day. But the words of the young Open Air campaigner came back to me, and I finally comprehended what it was that he was talking about. I soon realised that I was the nut job. But then again, it was the 60s, it was a small town in Otago, and the only thing that we would see in the sky was the street light. And to be fair, it was a new thing too. But like 9/11, as the world stopped in disbelief over an act of terrorism, regardless of what they were doing or where they are, the same world will stop and see the return of Jesus. While most of the world's population watched in shock and despair as the events unfolded in 2011, there were others who were rejoicing at the attack on America. Now, Revelation 19 describes the return of Jesus this way. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and wages war. His eyes are like a blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. But coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh he has his name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And at that time the eyes of the world will be fixated on his return. Like we did outside of the appliance store and in 2011, we'll all stand shoulder to shoulder and look up and rejoice, for our salvation is near. But for others, there will be the gnashing of teeth, knowing their day of judgment is also near. To the young campaigner half a century ago, your words were not in vain. They did not fall on infertile soil. And you're not going to believe the message I have, and I still tell everyone. Yep, you guessed it. Look up, for this is where your salvation will come from.
Thank you for listening. For more information, jump online to christianvoicenewzealand.com.